Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles. Raheemy Harrison Grody wrapping up a Tuesday here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
He doesn't like it when people sing underneath him when he talks.
No, actually, I don't mind if Spiegel sings.
Oh, so you know what?
It's just me.
It's just you.
Well, Mark and I have worked together before.
We have worked together.
We have been musical compatriots before. He's been in Tributosaurus.
That's true.
I
didn't know that.
Infinite. Oh, yeah. Season passes to, what do you call a lifetime pass?
Guest list for life, baby.
Guest list for life.
You have guest list for life.
Were you like Tributa on stage?
I was. Last year I did the Christmas, what is it?
It's during our Christmas spectacular we do the Simon and Garfunkel version of Silent Night with which they had John Chancellor read the news of 1967. And so we need a newsreader.
Ah.
And Mark Grody did a phenomenal job.
And who's the most experienced newsreader we have?
Yeah, well, it's Rob Hart, actually, is the most experienced newsreader we have here.
It's a good list.
Close fourth.
Mary Dixon has done that job.
Oh, love Mary
Hart.
Dixon.
Mike Krauser did that job one time.
Right.
So,
and I think I was third on the replacement list last year. You got me at a good time. I'll never forget. I was walking downtown. Matt Spiegel's calling me and say, hey, I've got an opportunity for you.
So you're like the Amen Akbang Bamiga of Tributosaurus. At a certain point, you just get down the depth chart a little further. Somebody's got to make a play.
And all of these people on the depth chart all have been studs in their previous lives.
Right. I tell you what, it was a 15 tackle performance, I thought, last year. At least that's what you said.
Maybe next time you get the green dot.
I get that green dot up on my head. Thank yous to the people who made this show really good today, including our guest, Chris Emma. Danny Parkins was on the show today. Danny, boy. Boy, oh boy. Well, I'll tell you about Danny in
Please.
A second here.
I'm curious. I missed it.
Yes. Ray Diaz is one of our producers and just does wonderful work. Ray, it's just so good to see you always. Robbie Triano. Oh my God. One more day for the tree. It's so sad. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell. Thank you to Jacob Studs for doing.
Disingenuous.
What? The Robbie?
It's so sad.
Well, it is sad.
I'm happy for him.
I have trouble showing emotion, okay? Also, thank yous to Matt Curtis and to Marshall Harris, who Marshall Harris, part of Raheemy Harris and Grody.
I like your glass case of emotion. Just, I want to be on the record for
this. I'm always living in it. Transition is brought to you by Old Republic Kitchen and Bar, ice cold beer, legendary food. It is Spiegel and Holmes. We have Anthony Herron in for Lawrence Holmes today.
I'm
Matt
here.
Spiegel is here as always. And I will just tell you guys that Parkins is all about the Bears making the playoffs, that they are a shoo-in. Yet, he did reveal to us today that he would not put the Bears in his top 10. In other words, will not put the Bears in his power rankings. I ask both of you guys right now, are the Bears a top 10 team in the National Football League?
So it's not like religious reasons or philosophical reasons. It's just actual analytical reasons.
Believe
he doesn't have the Bears a top 10 team.
Believe it or not, yes.
Interesting.
He did say 11. He's like, he wouldn't, right, Marshall? Didn't he say?
I think 11, 12 is about
fringe.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
They're very fringe. I can name 10 teams.
Well, I think like.
Yeah, that's why I was trying to pull it up real quick and just kind of take
it. Yeah, I don't think about it in groups of 10 in that way, but I get it.
I think they're better.
Those teams plus the Chiefs better than the Bears.
Yeah, they're
the teams
better.
That Anthony's they're looking better. At. Read them off there,
yeah.
Ant.
Yeah.
So So via Fox Sports writer Bucky Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
So not Danny Parkins. Bucky got the big graphic here. So Danny has the Rams at number 1, the Patriots at number 2, the Broncos at number 3, The Seahawks at number four, the Eagles at number five, who the Bears will, of course, face. Now, Bucky has the Bears at number six.
Yeah.
That does feel a little rich for the Bears' bloodline. I would not view them as the sixth best team in the National Football League.
It's all in the now.
Colts at number seven, Packers at number eight, and what logo is that? Is that the Lions?
Yeah,
it's
the Lions.
The Lions at number nine.
Yeah,
and,
I can't do
that. Who is this,
Bills?
A 10?
The Bills.
I can't tell what these logos are, the way this graphic is done.
I was struggling too earlier.
Also, the Chiefs aren't on that list, and they are definitely better than the Bears.
And that's the interesting thing. I was talking to Speaks a bit yesterday about just kind of the benefit of the doubt that a team like the Eagles gets. You know, if the Bears were winning like the Eagles, then the conversation would be different about the Bears because the Eagles are winning so ugly this season.
But the Eagles beat the Rams. Like, I could just start naming teams that they've beaten, and you're like, okay, I get it. The Bears, they beat the Steelers. Next, what's their next best win?
But Philadelphia did blow a 21-point lead and lose to the damn Dallas Cowboys too.
Yep.
So
they're capable of losing. That was actually in Dallas though, so I can at least give you that.
That is a reasonable rebuttal though. The level of competition is a part of that evaluation for the Eagles, but then they're also the defending Super Bowl champions, and they've got multiple players.
And they beat Dallas earlier in the season.
How about this? Because if you do transitive property on who beat who and all that, you can get in a lot of trouble in any direction. How about this? Do these teams have everything you need to win any kind of game when the playoffs come?
No, the Eagles don't have a running back right now. Doesn't that sound wild to say?
I think that's overstating it.
Running game,
you
maybe?
You said it yourself, 60 yards per game?
No, I just told you the toll of a 2,000-yard season as NFL history has shown us.
What, for whatever reason that is, if it's the toll of 2,000 yards, they're not running the ball well.
Do you believe in Caleb Williams to put up 303 touchdowns if they shut down the Bears' run game, and he needs to do that in a playoff game?
Man.
No, not yet. He hasn't done it.
I don't yet. I don't believe in that. Maybe the better question, though,
is do you believe in the Bears' offense to score points in the postseason? It doesn't necessarily have to be Caleb throwing for 300.
Maybe.
Okay, so take the number away if the number is a distractor. Do you believe in Caleb to be the quarterback to put you over the top in a playoff game?
I believe in Caleb to score points in a playoff game.
But I think you're asking, is he a pass? Mm-hmm. Is he a difference maker? Is he officially the guy that
against a great team? I mean, this is the fun of where we get to be. We don't know that answer yet. And guys like our good friend Danny and everybody else on TV, and some of us will make or stake a claim as to whether we know that yet, but we don't know that yet. That's okay.
I think that's the best part about it.
That's the most fun right now. Like, we're finding out. We're all going to find this out together, and I believe in him more at this point than I did at the beginning of the year. I believe in him more at this point than I did 3 weeks ago, but I don't know yet.
Well, yeah, that's the best part about this, is that we're seeing a guy in his first year in a system knowing that he has not reached his potential, and he's going to get a chance to keep escalating, whereas some of these other teams with these players, you know what they are. They are a known quantity, and the potential for Ben Johnson's offense and Caleb within it, that's still on the rise.
For instance, I'll take the Bills over the Bears because I believe that Josh Allen can get something done if need be. I don't know about Daniel Jones and the Colts. I can't say that I know Daniel Jones is going to show up. I wouldn't take Seattle. I know they're not even in there, but I've seen Darnold he crapped down his leg last year in the playoffs, and then that game against the Rams, he looked awful with all those interceptions. So I don't know that I believe in Darnold yet. I don't know. That matters to me. I believe in Jalen Hurts.
Well, and I think that's part of the thing, because it is a...
That's why the Eagles get the benefit of the doubt.
It feels like a narrow way to look at it, though. Do you have the quarterback who you have seen prove it in the postseason before by doing big things?
I don't even necessarily mean the postseason. You're right, but it's not even the postseason. How about big games down the stretch and stuff like that? And I'm not saying it's quarterback or only. I'm saying he just needs to be able to be that guy.
But what you're saying,
to believe in the team in full.
Not postseason, not big game. I'm just going to lower the bar even more. Just good defense. Do it against a good defense.
That's a real good win the other day against the Steelers.
Okay, I think it was.
That's their best win of the year.
Yes, it is. No doubt. But I'm saying, if they'd already played the Packers, and if coming out of the bye, they played some of these other teams. Remember what he did against the Ravens? Not much. That's my point.
That was a rough day.
Yeah, and so I need to see him do it against good defenses, and he'll have the opportunity to do that before the playoffs, back half of the season.
Within the Ben Johnson offense, because for a... one-off playoff game scenario, I don't have any doubt saying, yeah, I believe in Caleb Williams in this Bears offense to put up points. Maybe it's Caleb throwing a bomb to Roma Dunze, or maybe it's Caleb just making the defense respect him as a runner, and then here's DeAndre Swift getting out the gate. I don't evaluate it just based off of whether or not Caleb is going to be able to carve up a defense from the pocket. Caleb is one of the 11, the most important of the 11 members of the Bears offense, but do I think Caleb can take a game over against the best defense in football right now? No. But do I think Caleb, as the key cog in this current Bears offense with Ben Johnson as his play caller,
yeah, man,
can they score points in a playoff against the best defense in football? Yes, I got faith in that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and that's pretty exciting. I think we're kind of seeing a rejiggering of offensive football conversation in this town, and I'm here for it. This
overdue.
Like, oh, dude. It's not like this whole thing and you know, quarterback as the great deodorant and quarterback above all. Like you're absolutely right, Ant. We're seeing coaching, we're seeing structure, we're seeing run game, we're seeing team. But in the end, that position is so damn important. I gotta know he's got it too. To be truly great.
And he doesn't turn the ball over, and that's kind of a big deal.
Neither is Jalen Hurts. My God. True. 17 touchdowns to one interception so far this year. That's going to be tough in terms for the Bears because, unfortunately, and they've pulled it off so far this year, their defense is, when it's good, it's because they're getting turnovers.
Exactly.
So a team that is, and they have pulled it off so far, a team dependent on turnovers, that's a risky way to live. And that's not good going up against this team. Not that he can't throw an interception. Not that somebody else can't fumble and the Bears can recover. But that's just a note when you're considering your picks.
A few weeks ago when your new best friend Olin was talking about the Bears offense, Olin Cruz, for anyone who don't know which Olin I'm talking about, when he began talking about, can this Bears football team win games? Can this Bears offense survive without getting those additional possessions
right.
from takeaways? I thought it was a really salient point before I'd heard anyone else really make that observation. But my mind immediately went to, can the Bears defense survive without takeaways as well? Because we've seen them be susceptible to the opposing run game. It's gotten better. It's improved in recent weeks, but they still haven't faced a really physical rushing attack from a team that really wants to kind of be stubborn about running downhill at them. Mm-hmm. And also their pass defense, because the pass rush has been limited. We're going to talk to Montez Sweat today because there's certainly encouraging things that have come there as of late. But overall, it's not some overwhelming pass rush that the Bears have yet. So that still has my radar up on the Bears' defense, whether or not, when they're not taking the rock away, can they really close the door on an offense?
Hey, man, it's been 25 consecutive starts since Caleb turned the ball over twice. He hasn't turned the ball over twice in a game in 25 consecutive starts.
To be applauded, for sure.
Seriously. I mean, you just did it about Hurts. You see the Matt Stafford numbers right now, 30 touchdowns and two interceptions.
It's unbelievable.
You know, these are the kind of seasons that Caleb aspires to, and with good reason. I was most impressed with him this week than I have been yet. Just like staying in the pocket as much as he did. Because of that pass rush, I mean, there's the brutal strip sack for a touchdown, but he only had five passes thrown outside the pocket, and his time to throw was the far lowest of his career so far.
Even with him sailing the ball all over the place in the first half, this was most impressive.
Like you said it yesterday, and I agreed with you that he was on time and doing things the right way at the right time. I mean, Kurt Warner said he didn't like where his eyes were, which was kind of fascinating, and maybe we could have followed up on that. But the truth is, I thought he was on time, and they left a lot of completions on the table with his inaccuracy.
And he was on time throwing to open receivers.
Yes!
Which it's one thing to, like, kind of hurry the ball out of your hands quickly to a guy who's double covered or to some guy on an out route where you're like, hey, where's the blade of grass? You're trying to fit it in right there. He was getting the ball out of his hands quickly and in rhythm to guys who were open, and that matters a lot to me.
If you watched the second half of the Monday Night Football game, you can see why I predicted that the Bears are going to win on Friday, because I believe it is going to be a Caleb game. And I think the Eagles, while they probably will unlock their offense against the Bears defense, depending on who's playing, who's not playing, don't know that information yet. Mm-hmm. But Caleb and Ben Johnson's offense, more specifically, has a real opportunity here to do some of the things that Dak Prescott was able to do against the Eagles. And I know those are two different things, going up against the Cowboys defense and some of these other defenses versus the Eagles defense. But knowing that they've got a safety now on IR and they've got their own issues with injuries, I just think if Caleb wants to have a coming out party, this is the time to do it. Everybody going to be watching Friday afternoon.
It'd be really nice if Jalen Phillips goes ahead and takes off another week because of the shoulder injury, because that is a, I'll use the word again, like I did offensive, that is a sturdy defense right there, man.
Oh, I thought you were about to call Jalen Phillips a unicorn.
No. We're done.
Going to come across the table on
you. We're absolutely done with the unicorns. That's right. It. There can only be so many. I think Speedy, you might have said that.
Thank
actually.
You.
Yeah, right?
Yes, I exploded in rage. Who was called a unicorn?
It was after.
It was some wide receiver.
Yeah,
it
right.
It was a decent wide receiver.
It was like Jordan Addison. Or something
like that.
It was Justin Jefferson.
He's really good. Yeah, Tyreek Stevenson called him. He called him a unicorn.
Right. And I'm thinking,
no, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Now I remember,
but not a unicorn.
Okay. Like, not a unicorn.
Okay.
Y'all get him hype.
Randy Moss was kind of more of a unicorn. Like we go like to Minnesota receivers. Justin Jefferson is not a unicorn, though, is he?
Yeah, no, he's even the National Football League.
What's that?
He's the best receiver in the National Football League.
It doesn't make him a unicorn, but you're right about that. So we're not really arguing right now. Okay, cool.
Just trying to sound contrarian without actually.
I was like, I don't know these better than Jackson Smith and Jigma.
We knew that's what you were doing.
Really?
I think, and Jamar Chase, there's a lot of guys in that tier one, if you will.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's why he's not a unicorn.
By the way,
there's very few that's what makes it tier one.
By the way, my favorite moment of you two together yesterday was, as I was at the Starbucks sitting down there reading all about the Philadelphia Eagles and listening to you guys. It was a pleasure. Great show. But you, when Kurt Warner was, he's like, I don't remember where I heard this. I heard this, and you're like, it was me.
Because he tweeted it too. It was like,
somebody was telling me about this, and I saw the tweet. I'm like, that was me. And then he says it on the show. I'm like, it was me.
That had to feel equally. I felt equally gratified for you, and a little bit upset for you, because he didn't remember it was you, but he was quoting you as an expert.
Right.
And I believe he's called you a normie before. Is that what he calls you guys?
A casual.
He called us a casual.
You guys are casual. Boomer size.
That's a pretty big moment for you, Spiegel.
Non-athletic regular person.
Non-athletic, exactly. You Boomer once called Danny.
I just go with Gym Pop. You know, it was Gym Pop.
It's just people, you either VIP or you're Gym Pop. Gym Pop is just regular old folk.
Yeah.
You know?
I like regular old folks.
I can only assume, by the way, I know you guys got to get zipping here soon, that you're wearing that Cubs get up today because Phil Maton is here.
Hey, man. You know what's a unicorn? I'll tell you what's a unicorn.
Phil Maton?
Phil Maton's curveball.
Oh!
We used to work with a guy who said, there are no degrees of uniqueness. Well, I regret to inform him that there is a uniqueness scale for pitches. And Phil Maton's curveball is on the very outlier of all curveballs in the major leagues. And that kind of ish matters to the Cubs. They're like, oh, he's got a pitch that nobody else does. So he's a completely different look. And he had a great year. We're going to talk about Phil Maton a little
bit later on. I figured you would. I mean,
degrees of uniqueness. Damn it.
But he's not a unicorn.
His curveball is.
Okay, just his curveball.
He's not. Right. Come on, Ant.
It's a very, very specific lane.
All right, Ant and I need to start fighting on our own. We'll do that next. Here's what we got going on today. It's a compressed week. Caleb and the Coordinators is a great band. They play Thursdays at Reggie's. Caleb and the Coordinators.
I like their old stuff better.
It's the middle of the week.
Speaking today. Chris Emma is going to join us right around 5 o'clock with Caleb and the Coordinators sound. We have Matt Bowen today. We have Matt Forte today. We will talk about Montez. We will turn the page because the week is compressed. There is a new potential Bears musical anthem, and it's kind of awesome. We're going to play it for everybody later today. We're going to have the man who created the anthem on the show. That's in the 4 o'clock hour as well. But when we come back, we will begin with the value of running the rock. That is next. It's Spiegs and Ann Heron on Spiegel and Holmes here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.